Lesson 2. Shaping a Futurist Mindset. In this lesson, we discuss what it means to have a futurist mindset, the benefits of planning for the future, and why it matters. The topics we will explore are the mindset of a futurist, inspired thinking, planning for the future, and why scenario planning matters. So, what is a futurist? Put at its briefest, a futurist is someone who spots trends by observing changes and analyzing patterns. A futurist's job is to suggest how trends could play out in the future and what impact the trends might have, be it personal, organizational, on a state or global level. Trends can be viewed as building blocks of the future, often presented as stories about tomorrow's world and thus connecting the dots in various viable scenarios to inspire and guide vision and action. This is the job of the futurist. Pinning down the mindset of a futurist is slightly harder to do, but often the starting point is something as simple as curiosity. Asking the big what, why, who, when, how questions about just anything. The universe, the planet, our society, organizations, people, the list is endless. Futurists are curious about things by nature. They like to question the things accepted as normal or universal truth. However, curiosity alone takes you only so far. To think, work and play like a futurist, you have to be able to see weak signals, spot patterns, be analytic and at the same time intuitive to see the connections and developments others might not see. The difference between a gifted trend spotter and a futurist is the ability to apply trend intelligence and out-of-the-box thinking by constantly challenging how things are in order to imagine how they could be. Philosophers operate very much like this. They use their skills to think about the world, the universe, our society, and our role in it as humans. They often ask very basic questions about how we think, what it means to think, the nature of our universe or cosmos, and how things are connected. Philosophical ideas are often general and abstract. They can be viewed as inspired thinking. A very interesting reflection by Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani is this one. We do not see things as they are, we see things as we are. This is why a true futurist will prioritize time for reflection, to develop increased self-awareness and to consider the world in a greater context. How to activate new thinking? For inspired thinking to happen, you have to develop your futurist skills on an ongoing basis. We call this lifelong learning, using the right tools and models to help you systematically identify, analyze, and communicate the trends and their impact in your context. At Care Global, we call this trend management, and we have developed a practical toolkit and methodology to enable the process. This is underpinned by systems and design thinking and has been refined in close collaboration with our clients over many years in ongoing future vision work and projects. A futurist works in an iterative process, so the right tools are crucial to being structured and analytic, but also allow room to be playful and creative. In addition, developing the right habits or even rituals will enable you to continually grow and evolve as a futurist. A great deal of this is about discipline and good routines, but it is also about boldness, intuition, and empathy. In this module, we will explore this more in detail, and in the work section later, we will tap into the core thinking and traits of some of the great futurists through time. Finally, it is not enough to just know about the trends and drivers. You also need to activate them in your context. When you develop a way to understand how trends evolve and how they can be managed and used to your advantage, you start to develop and refine your own skills and approach to the future. A quick guide for self-reflection. Examine yourself objectively. take a psychometric test, HBDI or a MTI, which is the Myers-Briggs type indicator. Always ask for constructive feedback. Get trusted friends or work colleagues to describe you. Practice daily self-reflection. Use meditation or other mindfulness tools. Keep a diary or ideas book. Write down your vision and goals, prioritizing them on an ongoing basis. View life as an ongoing journey for reflection. We are all a work in progress. And last but not least, trust the process. Things are not always what they seem to be. Planning for the future. For organizations, the payoff of trend management can be tremendous. The first benefit is that you will be future ready, resulting in refined, lean, actionable strategies. This brings increased agility, more resilience, and greater innovation capacity. Trend management enables practical input to brand, communication, product design, and service development so that as an individual, a team, or an organization, you take the lead as change maker rather than just a follower. Trend knowledge and futurist skills are essential to vision and great leadership. The capacity to drive change and find purpose within an organization or a community. For individuals, trend management can guide and transform personal paths and help identify new goals, opportunities, and purpose. Entrepreneurs and social innovators use trend insights to find the next big idea or market opportunity. Public service and policymakers employ it to understand tomorrow's world, the challenges, needs, or behaviors of citizens, communities, businesses, and nations. The scope is endless, but it requires a decision to always cultivate and develop your skills, leading to a deeper and wider understanding of the universe and your role within it. Why scenario planning matters. Trends were once the domain of economics and mathematicians, concerned largely with projection and statistics to plot out market developments. But with a shift of thinking and the introduction of social sciences and philosophy into futurism and scenario planning, futurists began to consider cultural analysis, emotional, behavioral, and lifestyle aspects of trends. In a sense, you can say futurists started to deploy whole brain thinking in taking the softer, less tangible dimension into account, even if this was yet to be recognized. As we will discuss later, some outstanding individuals from various disciplines throughout history stand out for their willingness to embrace new thinking. As speed and complexity in society is perceived to grow, we see increased focus on how we can better understand the drivers shaping the future. However, it is also important to remember that every era and generation throughout history has experienced complexity and responded accordingly. While in the past this was largely restricted to government and top-level economists, in our technology age, the tool for discovery and for finding answers have multiplied and made the process accessible to a much wider group of people. This is reflected in the growing interest in forecasting and understanding trends across industries on a state and a global level. A KPMG Global Outlook report from 2017 found that 3 in 4 CEOs are spending more time scenario planning and are now open to new influences and collaborations. In short, planning matters because it is critical to your future success as a competitive and creative organization. It can be difficult to separate and understand the different branches of forecasting. Many forecasters are not so much forecasting as tracking trends. They're trend hunters, observing lifestyle trends as they manifest in time. This is a somewhat intuitive way of looking at trends, involving light cultural analysis that can mostly be used to indicate how a style or a material trend may develop in a short time frame of, let's say, 1 to 2 years. At Care Global, we work with trends in a holistic context. We go beyond asking what, where, and when, expanding our vision and exploration into the context of the why and how of things. This enables us to see and understand how trends potentially will evolve across both the short and long term. As such, we do not just do trend spotting or trend forecasting, because we have already developed a trend management framework, which is a systematic approach to identifying, understanding, and activating trends. Once you have developed a trend management system, you can then evolve your work with trends and use them as essential building blocks within your specific context or industry. Naturally, spotting trends and observing new movements becomes so much easier once you have a sound system in place. We will discuss how this works in details a little later in this lesson.